Women should focus on what they love, delegate tasks, and drop perfectionism. In today's world, many women feel they need to excel in every part of their lives. Some women think they must have successful careers, be perfect mothers who make healthy meals for their kids 3 times a day, be active in the PTA, lead community clubs, volunteer at local charities, and maintain a great body. This pressure to be perfect in every area is not only impossible but also harmful. When they fail, they feel guilty, which takes away their happiness. Women who try to do it all often end up unhappy. They get so caught up in trying to be perfect that they forget to enjoy what matters. Instead of doing everything, women should focus on what's most important to them, let go of tasks they don't want to do or aren't good at, and be kind to themselves. For example, if a woman wants to stay home and care for her kids, she may have to accept that becoming a CEO isn't realistic. On the other hand, if she aims to be a CEO, she needs to understand she may not have time for every school event. The key is realizing and accepting that women can't do everything by themselves. With maturity, one learns that comparing oneself to others is pointless. Turning 40 can be challenging for many women. They might start looking like the older women they once hoped they wouldn't. They might lose touch with the latest trends, criticize younger people for doing things they once did themselves, and generally feel like they're becoming what they never wanted to be, middle-aged. But with age comes a sense of strength. By the time a woman reaches this age, she learns that comparing herself to others is pointless. She begins to understand who she is, what she wants, and what truly matters. This self-awareness means she no longer needs to measure herself against others. People often compare themselves to others because they feel insecure. When someone lacks confidence, they might look to others for direction, especially if they are unsure about who they are. This is common among high school students who tend to imitate their friends in how they dress, talk, and behave to fit in. At this stage, they haven't yet figured out their own identity and what they want to become. This can sometimes be risky, as they may face judgment based on who they try to copy or if they don't do it perfectly. As people grow older, they gain a better understanding of themselves. By the time women reach 40, they typically have a clearer sense of their values and choices and care less about others' opinions. This self-awareness helps them focus more on what matters, like spending time with family. A woman's calling is to love, develop her life, and use her talents. Many Christian women believe they need to find a specific calling from God to fulfill their purpose in life. This belief can sometimes lead them to pause their lives while they wait for clear instructions. However, the Bible does not describe a detailed calling beyond living a worthy life. Therefore, searching endlessly for a specific purpose might not be helpful. Instead, a woman's calling is to love others, do her best in her daily life, and use her God-given talents. Each woman's calling is unique because her life experiences and talents are different. For example, some women might be naturally creative and excel in community theater or school plays. Others might be nurturing and do well in counseling or listening to others. Some women may have strong leadership skills and thrive in managing projects or guiding teams. In short, women don't need to keep looking for a special calling. By living fully in the present, doing their best, and using their gifts, they are fulfilling their calling. Women should ignore media standards; they aren't real or worth pursuing. The media often portrays women in ads as perfect, beautiful, fun, and youthful. This creates the impression that women watching these ads or shows are not as attractive because they don't have the products being promoted or don't look like the models in the ads. This is a marketing tactic that needs to be recognized. The women shown in ads or on TV are not a true reflection of real women. They are often airbrushed and have a team of stylists, health coaches, and makeup artists to achieve their look. Trying to meet these unrealistic standards is not worth the effort. The media often depicts women as too thin and labels them as ideal. Studies show that the media frequently presents the perfect woman as blonde, tall, thin, white, and curvy in specific places. This ideal is unrealistic and makes it seem like this standard is achievable for the average woman, which is not true. This ideal suggests that to be beautiful, women should strive for these impossible standards, even if it means compromising their health. Moreover, constant exposure to these unrealistic standards can be harmful. Research shows that women who are frequently exposed to these idealized images are negatively affected. It's important for women to be aware of what they are being exposed to and to reject these unrealistic portrayals. By doing so, they can appreciate their beauty and be content with who they are. Women should be honest with themselves and others instead of pretending everything is perfect. Women often hide their true feelings or who they are because they fear judgment or abandonment. However, when a woman becomes open about her struggles and fears, it leads to personal freedom and healing. Honesty not only benefits her but also encourages others to be open. If a woman constantly shows a perfect life while secretly dealing with issues like a troubled marriage or financial problems, she misses out on the support her friends could offer. Additionally, her friends might feel they can't share their problems, even if they are facing similar struggles. By dropping the act of perfection, she can connect more deeply with her friends and gain emotional support. This honesty helps her stay true to herself, leading to greater self-love and acceptance. When women are honest with themselves and others, they not only find personal healing but also create an environment where everyone feels free to share and support each other. Women should stop being too hard on themselves about parenting. Many mothers worry that they're not doing a good job raising their children, especially when they see what looks like perfect families in public. It's important to remember that what you see is only part of the story. Every family has its challenges, even if you don't see them. For example, you might see a mother's children behaving perfectly at the grocery store and think that her family is flawless. However, that mother could go home and find her kids fighting and acting up. You only see a small snapshot of another family's day, so it's unfair to judge your parenting based on this limited view. No one starts out knowing how to parent perfectly. It's a skill that develops over time. Therefore, it's natural to question yourself. Remember that every family has its problems, and these are not always visible. Be kind to yourself and recognize that other moms also face difficulties with parenting. A healthy marriage requires effort and attention. Marriage unites two people who love each other but likely have different views and opinions. Keeping a marriage happy requires effort and understanding that each person has unique strengths, weaknesses, and preferences. This means that a successful marriage involves finding good friends, treating each other kindly even when annoyed, attending church together to stay spiritually aligned, having fun together, and maintaining a healthy sex life. Both partners need to recognize that neither person needs to be fixed to meet the other's standards. Instead, each should understand that differences are natural and not problems to be solved. Accepting this helps create more harmony in the marriage. Experts agree that picking your battles is crucial for a healthy relationship. No matter how much couples love each other, they will have disagreements. To make a marriage work, it's essential to accept these differences and not argue over every minor issue. Keeping the excitement of the initial attraction alive is also important. Couples should make an effort to enjoy activities together, build happy memories, and deepen their connection. Going on dates, finding other couples with similar interests, and attending church together can help maintain a strong bond and enhance love and commitment. Friendships matter, but women should avoid toxic, drama-driven people. Social media has made it easier to stay in touch, but face-to-face interactions with friends are still crucial. While friendships are important, it's also vital to know when to distance yourself from toxic friends. Some people thrive on creating drama and will stir up trouble even when there's none. Others might try to bring you down by criticizing you constantly. Being around such people can negatively affect your well-being. If a friend is always gossiping and spreading rumors about others, it can lead to fights and stress. This type of friend often causes more harm than good, so ending the friendship is better. Similarly, if a friend repeatedly puts you down by calling you names or making you feel worthless, this can seriously damage your self-esteem. A friendship like this is unhealthy and should be ended. The church, as Christ's body, is still made of fallible people. In the early days, the church was a place for fellowship, communion, and teaching. Over time, some churches have shifted to being more about showcasing pastors as flawless entertainers and using congregation size and special programs as bragging points. This focus on perfection is not what the church was meant to be. This unrealistic image of perfection leads to issues. When people expect the church, its pastors, and its members to be perfect, they may not offer grace to those who are struggling. Pastors might feel pressured to hide their problems, and women who struggle might feel the need to hide their issues to avoid judgment. This only worsens their situations and prevents healing. When someone brings their struggles to the church for help, receiving judgment or exclusion instead of support contradicts the church's purpose. The church should be a place where people with problems come together, supported by leaders who are also human. The goal is to help and support each other while walking the path of faith. Key points. 1. Prioritize what you love, delegate tasks, and release the need for perfection to enhance daily happiness. 2. Develop your unique journey and stop comparing yourself to others for greater self-contentment. 3. Focus on loving others, using your talents, and living fully rather than waiting for a specific calling. 4. Reject unrealistic media standards and appreciate your natural beauty and worth. 5. Practice honesty about your challenges to accept genuine connections and personal growth. 6. Understand that parenting is a learning experience and avoid comparing your family to others. 7. Invest in your marriage by accepting differences, putting in effort, and enjoying shared activities.